Back in the 1930s, friendly aliens from Saturn made contact with a black American jazz musician named Herman Poole Blount.
You find Earth boring, just the same old, same thing. Come on, sign up with Outer Space Ways Incorporated.
According to Blount, the aliens asked him to channel the truths of the universe through music. And a couple of decades later, Blount renamed himself Sun Ra and formed an elaborately costumed big band called the Arkestra.
Now it's spelled A-R-K-E-S-T-R-A. The idea of an ark is really interesting when you think about travel and of being sort of taken away to a better place.
Tricia Rose is a professor at Brown University, and she says that Sun Ra is part of a whole movement called Afrofuturism. She says that this fantasy of escaping Earth probably goes back to slavery.
The listeners may wonder, God, what does everything have to do with slavery? But I think that there is something about that watershed moment around a sense of how can I see myself somewhere else? Can I either get back home or can I get to another place?
The music is different here. The vibrations are different. Not like Planet Rave. Planet Rave, sound of guns, anger, frustration. There was no one to talk to from Planet Rave, if you understand. We set up a colony for black people here.
He's like a space age pharaoh. And again, I think this is very important, a kind of pan-African vision of remembering your origins and imagining a future that honors those but moves forward.
Well, all right. Start ya. Citizens of the universe, recording angels. We have returned to claim the pyramid.
George Clinton is another fairly extraordinary figure, and in the mid-1960s, he starts Parliament, which is a doo-wop group, but eventually it evolves into what we now know as Parliament Funkadelic.
Put a glide in your stride and a dip in your hip and come on to the mothership.
Given my own particular age, I actually happen to remember it really, really well and went to see Parliament at that point.
You.
But on the mothership connection, an actual huge silver spaceship, which is on the album, was actually on the stage. And, you know, he emerges from it out of a drop-down hatch, you know, off the front of this huge spaceship with all of this smoke and huge silver boots and just unbelievable costumes. And, you know, there was just such a sense of you being transported. And the idea that they were sort of almost like superheroes, like an alternative species of people of African descent were coming to tell you that basically things were okay, you know? We're going to reclaim the pyramids while we're having a really good time. One of the most exciting things about African-American music in the 20th century is its constant harnessing of new technologies. And you see this in Afrofuturism, and certainly you see it in Afrika Bambaataa, another major figure. He's sort of the granddaddy of hip-hop in many ways. Born and raised in the South Bronx, Bambaataa goes to Africa and just has this huge sense of connection, both to the past, but a sense, again, of making the past come alive in the future. So he dresses as a sort of late 20th century imaginary of what Zulu culture would be like. Half futuristic, half African traditional gear. Planet Rock was this brilliant song that took the futuristic sound of Trans-Europe Express by Kraftwerk, it's a German group, Kraftwerk, and Planet Rock took this song and made what was a classic, very slave-to-the-machine style of rhythm and turned it into this free-for-all, funky party song. It is a B-boy classic. One of the things that has always plagued black music, and this is really true for hip-hop, is the way in which it begins to stand in for black alien status in the society. They write stories that imagine the world as it might be if these circumstances weren't there, if I were not so disempowered, but instead I could, as Lil Wayne says, play basketball with the moon. Lupe Fiasco has a fabulous song, Daydreaming, which has Jill Scott singing the lyrical chorus, but the poetic rhyme of it is all about imagining himself as a huge robot that is a building, a walking building.
From behind my giant robot's eyes, I keep them happy because the mic fall out if he surprise. Scared of heights, so I might pass out if it flies. Keep them on autopilot, cause I can't drive.
You know, saying that there are street dealers at his feet and, you know, watching the cops from a distance because he's this embodied building that can move around, can literally, you know, escape, walk away. A building of people in a housing project walking away.
And the crackheads beg at about the lower leg. There's crooked police that's stationed at the knees, and they do drive-bys like up and down the thighs. And there's a car chase going on at the waist. Keep a vest on my chest. I'm sitting in my room as I'm looking out the face. Something to write about. I still got some damage from fighting the White House. Just a
daydream. I fell asleep amid the
flowers. Imagining places where, as Sun Ra would say, that there is not the sounds of guns, where there is much less frustration, when the vibrations make people feel good and connected, is really important. Having a place of connection, right? Mothership connection, where people get together and they care about each other. That's what really matters.
Tricia Rose teaches Africana Studies at Brown University, and she's the author of the new book, The Hip Hop Wars. Derek John produced our story. Coming up, we get kind of comfy in outer space.
Our designs provide the same amount of pressure, but rather than being in a gas-filled pressurized suit, we're using the design to actually squeeze the body, kind of shrink wrap someone.
The space suit gets a makeover. That's ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International. Stay with us.